This is Voice of SBV.
Good morning to everyone. I am Mrs. Prabhavati, Associate Professor in the Department of Psychiatric Nursing, KGNC, SBV. I am very much happy to present today's podcast topic, Augmenting Self-Identity in Workplace. Augmenting self-identity is essential as applied to every professional in order to depict the unique talents and professional attributes at the workplace. Today, we shall discuss on several aspects as to what is self-identity, how to create your own self-identity, how to develop self-identity, and career development in the working environment. Now, what is self-identity? Self-identity is how you identify and define yourself in the environment. It is our perception of selective and unique specific qualities, abilities, traits and characteristics that represent us, which exhibit themselves based on their potential at a given point of time. Now, it is about workplace self-identity. Individuals create their own personal work identities in the working environment. The employee should choose the unique quality and standardized organization, whether it is suitable to his or her professional attributes. These concepts depends on whether individuals view their work as jobs, career, or profession, as well as on whether individuals perceive a traditional career strategy. Exploring the impact of identity creation on individuals' job performance based on the working environment. Next is, how to create your self-identity in the workplace? Psychology says that your identity is the manner in which you define your uniqueness through your past, present, and future. Human seeks external validation. Yes, in childhood, it is school grades. As an adult in the workplace, you choose personal achievements to showcase your professional identity. Let us discuss the process of creating an individual work identity. The process of creating self-identity in the workplace is tremendous. Organizational competencies and occupational values can interpret the organizational and occupational identity that will reflect the select groups to confer greater perceived distinction and status enhancement. This helps to create an individual work identity. Here, I have quoted some tips and tricks to identify you in the workplace. First is the self-awareness. Self-awareness is nothing but is the ability to focus on yourself and how your actions, thoughts, or emotions do or don't align with your internal standards. Now is the consonance. Consonant means once this first step has been carried out honestly, the second step of developing a personal identity requires working on creating a consonance between one's image that is understood through the feedback received from others and one's identity. There could be two possible ways to do this. First is a self-acceptance. An individual's acceptance of all of his or her attributes, positive or negative feedback that might be of help in realizing one's ability or capacity. This is a key point to create a self-identity at the workplace. Next is the skill development. Refers to process of identifying your skill gaps, developing and honing these skills. This is considered necessary for organizational development. This effort would enable to win-to-win situation for the employee as well as the employer. Let us now see how to recognize your self-identity. To get started here, are interesting points to think over about how to possess augmented self-identity in the workplace. Who am I? This is such an important question, but we do not often take the time to ask ourselves. When asking this question, we may be trying to understand our own personal identity, who we are, and what do we stand for. Does our work allow us to be ourselves? Who do you work for? How does your organization make you feel, and why do you stay? Does your personal identity align with your organization? Whether you showcase your dedication and sincerity in the workplace? Whether you are a techno savvy? What is your idea about creating innovations that support the organizational development? And finally, whether you have been recognized for revealing your identity? Yes, this type of self-exploration is a deep, sometimes uncomfortable, and most certainly debatable reflection. But those who believe in it and commit to it will be the ones who separate themselves from the ordinary. My concluding words on this are, let's really understand who we are, not just what we do. It may help our organization to feel a better sense of belonging and alignment and tie to something deeper than a mere employment. This unique behavior is God's gift to everyone. In this regard, the primary role is to showcase our uniqueness in each work assigned to us by our organization, which might reflect our inherent talents, potential and self-exploration on the working environment, which helps to enhance the self-core development and satisfaction at the workplace. Hope this elaboration may help you all to understand, create and prune your capabilities and passion. I wish you all to create your own self-identity in your working environment. Respected thanks to Honorable Vice Chancellor, Registrar Dr. Karthikeyan HOD Department of ENT, MGMCRI, and Dr. Renuka K, Principal KGNC, and the podcast team SBV for giving this opportunity to explore my self-identity. Thank you all. Have a nice day.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.